Hello, this is David Austin with the BBC News. The Saudi government has condemned what it described as sabotage attacks on two of its oil tankers off the United Arab Emirates. But the Saudis have given no indication about the nature of the alleged attacks. Here's Martin Patience.
Saudi Arabia says that there was significant damage to those vessels, although there was no casualties and no oil spills. Separately, we have the UAE. They say a total of four vessels were attacked, but again, significantly, they haven't given any further details. And I think also it's important to note that the American administration is yet to confirm whether or not any incident took place. The background to all of this is the rising tensions between America and Iran. Iran, for its part, says this is an alarming incident and it's called for an immediate investigation.
The Iranian authorities say an unnamed person has been sentenced to 10 years in jail on charges of spying for Britain. Iranian media quoted judicial spokesman as saying that the suspect had worked for the British Council and was responsible for managing a project connected with cultural influence. The spokesman said the individual had confessed to the crime. There's been no word from the UK government. Prosecutors in Sweden are due to announce today whether or not they'll reopen their investigation into a rape allegation against the WikiLeaks founder, Julian Assange. It comes weeks after Mr. Assange was evicted from the Ecuadorian embassy in London. Caroline Hawley reports.
Allegations of sexual assault made by two women against Julian Assange set in train a tangled international diplomatic and legal drama that's lasted almost a decade. The WikiLeaks founder denied the accusations and resisted extradition to Sweden, saying he feared being sent on to the US. During his long stay in the Ecuadorian embassy, Swedish prosecutors ran out of time and then they dropped their investigation into the outstanding accusation of rape. But the woman who made the allegation now wants the case reopened, saying Julian Assange should finally face justice.
Press reports in Germany suggest that the deaths of three people shot with crossbows in a Bavarian hotel room on Saturday may have been involved in a suicide pact. Details have been emerging before a post-mortem examination today. Here's our Europe regional editor, Mike Saunders.
The three victims were found at lunchtime on Saturday by a chambermaid in the hotel in Passau. She thought someone had left a life-sized doll on the floor. It turned out to be the body of a 30-year-old woman from central Germany with a crossbow bolt in her chest. On the bed, hand in hand, lay a bearded man in his 50s and a woman in her 30s, both from western Germany, with bolts to the head and chest. Staff said they'd checked in on Friday evening and gone straight to their room. They were never seen alive again.
BBC News.